Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking Black Friday shopping secrets.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's free. It is Thanksgiving week, and man, do I love the holiday season. You know, we don't get very festive out here in Los Angeles. You know, the weather, I mean, on Thanksgiving, it is supposed to be around 90 degrees, which is just crazy. Probably if you're listening somewhere cold around the world, you're probably like, I would actually take 90. But for those of us who live in LA, you know, I think we'd actually do a nice swap with you, you know, something that's just a little bit seasonal. But it's just a great time to, you know, spend time with family, spend time with friends, of course, do a lot of good eating. And then there's the shopping. And you know, this isn't just a United States thing. We were actually in Ireland a couple years ago over Thanksgiving week, and we were just blown away by how much the Irish have just
totally become indoctrinated with our Black Friday. I mean, it was you could have easily been in the United States, if not more. I mean, we went out on what was Black Friday there, and you would have gotten trampled by people, you know, if you weren't careful. I mean, it is like serious deal. I've been in Canada when it's Boxing Day, and I just have never seen so many lines in the shopping mall. I mean, it was just absolutely crazy to me. So proof that, you know, we have the United States, we've sort of spread our tentacles all around the world for this crazy holiday shopping. And, you know, I think a couple of things, you know, I'm going to share a lot of secrets in this podcast, but just to start off, you know, if we're going to win with our budget this holiday season, we've got to really understand the power of psychology and how retailers play into our need to shop. Oh yes, you heard me correctly. Because how do we feel when we buy stuff, especially when we buy stuff on sale? We feel pretty good, right? I mean, most of us don't go out and buy something and then go, oh, I feel like crap, right? We feel pretty good. And that's how they want you to feel. They want you to feel, you know, this awesome, if not temporary, they don't care, this awesome sense of, I just bought that, you know, I own that. I own that new device, or, you know, I bought those new pair of shoes. I'm going to be so super cool, or I don't know, you know, whatever it is. But there really is a psychology behind shopping, especially behind all of these crazy days that have been created, right? Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you've got all of these different days that are basically just encouraging you to please open up your wallet and spend some cash. Very interesting, Credit Karma, they surveyed 1,000 adults in the United States and found that many consumers have impulsively shopped to relieve feelings of stress or anxiety, regardless of their financial standing. Over half, 52%, admitted to stress spending at least once in their life. Okay, I'm going to raise my hand right now because I am guilty of this. I have definitely done stress or anxiety shopping plenty in my life, right? I'm sure you could look at my credit cards and go, oh yes, she's definitely participated in that. So I'm probably, you know, and definitely in that 52%. My question is, who isn't in that 52%? I mean, I would actually think that number would be higher. It's kind of shocking to me that it's only half of the people, but maybe there's just a lot of people that aren't admitting that they do stress shopping. That's what I'm going to put my money on, because I just think, you know, this is like, shopping is like this release for a lot of people, right? So another few of their key findings: among men and women, clothes are the top item of choice when making an impulsive, stress-induced purchase. Yeah, that makes sense, right? You want to get a new outfit, get a new top, get a new shoes, get a new hat, whatever it may be, so that hopefully you can feel better about yourself, right? We've done it, all right? No judgment here. Of those who have noted that they have impulsively shopped as a result of feeling stressed, anxious, and or depressed, 7% have spent over $1,000 on an impulsive, stress-induced purchase. That's really easy to do. I have a limit to what I limit myself at, especially if I'm going to the mall in like a stressed out phase of life. $1,000 is starting to become, you know, what I consider like a significant amount of money. But I mean, just look at anything like the craze over the iPhones, right? A new iPhone comes out. I mean, the iPhone could be $5,000. It doesn't matter what the price of the iPhone is. There are going to be people lining up. There's going to be people that are going to credit cards, that are going in debt just to say that they own the new phone. And then there's some sort of like chemical release, right? So like we get this thing, we're holding the box in our hand. And, you know, for whatever fleeting moments, it's like we feel suddenly better about life, right? I've done it too. So I'm not, you know, I'm not going to judge at all. But it's just really interesting to hear this. So another interesting statistic. Wow, I can't say that word today. I'm not even going to try. You know what I'm trying to say. When making impulsive purchases as a result of feeling stressed, anxious, and or depressed, more than half, 53% of the stress spenders typically purchase the items with a credit card, resulting in additional stress when the credit card bill comes. Yes, that is what we want to avoid this Black Friday, this holiday season. We want to avoid stress upon stress. And so, you know, we're going to be talking about, you know, how do you win at the holiday seasons? How do you get the stuff that you want to get? You know, maybe purchase yourself a few things, but not feel that pressure of like, what have I done to myself? Because, you know, that happens to a lot of people. And I understand it because I've been there. I've been there in certain phases of my life. And you can't really unravel it. You know, sometimes the damage done is damage done. So we're not only going to talk about like, how do you make smart purchases ahead of time, but then we're going to do podcasts as well about, okay, how do we maybe like unravel that and deal with some of the debt? But did you know that Black Friday and Cyber Monday aren't even the best days to get the deals? Tell me more, right? It's actually Thanksgiving Day and the days around those popular days. You see, we can beat them at their own game, all right? I promise you, we can beat them at their own game. So the point of this is that, you know, as a society, like we get sucked into these particular days. But a lot of times those individual days are not even the best time to go shopping. So as for those holding off in anticipation for the sales, 117 million of us are going to end up waiting about 1 to 2 months before we end up making a purchase. I found that really interesting. So Ebates had some other interesting information. I love it. They called it turkey, cranberry sauce, and a mobile phone, right? It's always about the mobile phone. So the majority of Americans plan to begin their Black Friday shopping online after Thanksgiving dinner, right? After Thanksgiving dinner. And 1 in 5 will shop immediately after eating. Some even admit to shopping on their mobile phone during Thanksgiving dinner. But Black Friday is also the day many Americans begin their shopping. So yeah, it's kind of this day that marks, it's like a landmark of like, okay, it's time to now start shopping. And the best deals really are on electronic things. So laptops, TVs, housewares, that's really where you're going to find the best deals on things. But you know, there's lots of deals on everything, but what I always ask you to think about is it really a deal? So this again plays into that whole psychology thing. A lot of times what retailers will end up doing is they'll end up marking something up only to say then that's reduced 50%. But when you look at it, like if you looked over at an item over a couple month time span, I almost guarantee you, I'm not going to say guarantee, I almost guarantee you that you would find a cheaper price for that item on a day that isn't one of these kind of landmark days. And so, I mean, they know what they're doing, right? They understand how we think about money. They understand how we think about consumerism and purchasing things, and then how that makes us feel, you know, underneath everything, right? You know, that those feelings of like feeling accomplished, like we got this great deal, or if we're, you know, stress or anxiety shopping, or, you know, if we're just trying to make, you know, if we have little ones and we're just trying to make their Christmas everything that it's hopefully supposed to be. You know, there's that huge emotional side to money and spending that I'm always talking about. And I think if you just at least, you know, take maybe a step or two backwards and figure out like, okay, if I am overspending around these particular days or holidays, or if I'm falling into the trap, like, why am I doing it? You know, is it just a stress thing? Or is it like, I really do need these things, you know, because those different approaches are really going to help you when you go shopping, right? But definitely like gathering information, making a list, setting a budget, and just being aware of if something is a great deal, you're already like way ahead of the game. And I know that stuff seems like super obvious, like, well, of course I would set a budget, or of course I'm going to make a list. But you would be surprised at how many people don't actually do those things. It's like, have you ever gone to the grocery store to go shopping? And in your head, you know what you need to get, right? Like 3 or 4 items. Like Jeff always makes this joke that if it's more than 3 items, he has to write it down. He's not going to remember, right? So you go to the store and you're like, okay, I'm just going to get like butter, sugar, and I need 4 apples. I don't know. I'm just making this up. And then you go to the store and you go to check out and you're putting your stuff up, you know, on the like checkout counter. And you're like, wait a minute, I thought I only came in here for like three items. And then suddenly like I'm spent $100. So there is something that goes on in our brain when we actually create a list and we visually have to look at that list of what we need to buy. Because what happens is we look at that list and we're like, okay, I need to get X, Y, Z, you know, all of these different things. And you start checking things off and it helps you, you know, keep a frame around kind of like a crazy shopping, right?
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited. And it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
So there's a couple of great tech tools out there to help you shop this Black Friday. I love this one. This is by finder.com. I have this link in the show notes, but you can put your wish list on ice. They have an app called Icebox. And what it helps you do is it helps to avoid impulsive purchases and simultaneous shopper's remorse, right? So you can set the icebox to a specific cooling off period to when you want to buy something. So you'd put something in your cart, right? And then you would have this cooling off period. Well, I normally make mine at least 48 hours. So if, you know, I find something that I like, I wait 48 hours. And if I still want it at 48 hours, then I go back and buy it. But with Black Friday, like, you know, sometimes you snooze, you lose, right? So you might want to go with 24 hours, like maybe even 12 hours. I don't know, just a little bit of time for you to, you know, kind of take a step back and go, do I actually need this? And then you have to ask yourself one further question, right? The further question is, can your bank account actually handle this? And that's probably the most important question to ask. There's another great app called TGI Black Friday app, and it is literally full of all of the Black Friday ads that you can scan from popular resellers. So you can figure out, you know, what different stores are going to have the best deal on, like the TV you want, or I don't know, a pair of slippers you want, whatever it is, you can scan all of those different ads. It's really cool. I actually just looked it up before the podcast, and they have all of the popular retailers, kind of their like their sneak peek Black Friday ads. But it's just a great resource to, you know, to get all that information. All right. So here's kind of my list of five secrets of how I think about Black Friday shopping, right? So number one, we talked about this a little bit. So how much are you going to set aside for Black Friday? That's important. Like, we have to start right there. How much cash do you got to put towards all of your shopping? You have to know what that number is, right? And I suggest like writing it out so you can actually see that number. Like, okay, I'm not going to spend over $200 or $50, or maybe it's $1,000 for you. I don't know, you know, whatever that number is, right? Then make a list of the people and the amounts you're going to spend on each person. Remember, organization totally wins here. It is going to save you a million and one times from just, I'm not going to say you're not going to overspend, because we're all going to do that, but it's going to help you from kind of that crazy frantic, like, wait a minute, did I buy something for Aunt Sally? I think I did, but I'm not sure. Maybe I better buy something again, you know, and then you lose the receipt and then you don't end up returning it. And you know, you know, like what the domino effect that happens, right? So number two, if I'm going for clothes shopping or anything like that, I scour my closet first. What am I missing, right? I think of all of those things before I start shopping so that when I'm actually buying something, it's like filling a need. It's not just I'm getting an extra pair of black shoes just cause, right? It's something that is actually filling a need. And I do this thing where if I'm going to buy a piece of clothing, I have to pick a piece of clothing out of my closet that I donate to charity. It's just, it's kind of my thing, but it's my way of keeping myself accountable and also remembering, like, I'm grateful for being able to buy new clothes, and other people maybe don't have that ability to go out and buy new things. So I'm going to give them something nice of mine. It's just my thing, right? So number three, okay, so we've set our budget, we've scoured to know what we need, then we have to actually track what we've spent. So it's not good enough for us to just say, you know, I'm gonna spend $500. We gotta actually track what we're spending. And, you know, a lot of times what happens is, especially if we're online shopping, you know, it's hard to remember what you've actually spent because it feels like play money, right? You just click, you know, if you've got something attached to PayPal or attached to your bank account, you're just clicking. I mean, Amazon is like the worst for us because you just make like two clicks and then you've bought something and you really don't, you know how much you've spent, but it doesn't really have any like practical application in your life. So you got to track what you're spending. And a lot of times what I do, you know, around the holiday season is I will just use Post-its or I'll make a new note in my phone and I will literally just write down every dollar amount that I have spent. And then at the end of the day or end of the week, depending on, you know, how crazy you're shopping, I'll add up all those purchases. Obviously, if you use a budgeting app or something like that, that can be super helpful. But the point is just to have like a little, it's like a check-in for yourself, right? You know, a lot of people ask like, how can I avoid getting into debt or how can I avoid overspending? Well, a lot of times it's just, you got to have a little, I don't even know like the proper like PC way of saying this, but you know, you have to have some self-control. You have to be willing to walk away from something. And I know that it's hard because I've been there, done that, but you know, it's much better than like looking down a hallway filled with debt and not figuring out how to get out of that, right? Or not having a way, I should say, of getting out of that. Okay, number four. So if you turn to credit cards, use one that you can pay off within 2 to 3 months maximum, right? And at least get some points or rewards for what you're spending. But, you know, if you're a cash or debit person and, you know, you're good with your credit cards, you pay your credit cards off every month, then don't use cash to pay for that gift. Use your credit card, right? Use it like the debit card, like I've taught you, where you pay it off each month, and then you're getting points and rewards as well. So this is like a win-win, right? We are beating the system one step at a time. And then when you're done, and I bought something online 2 days ago. And I got a really good deal. I got 50% off. I had been watching these items for like a month, so I knew this was a good deal. The minute I bought that particular item, they sent me another email for another coupon. Then they sent me another email with an even better coupon, and they're all staggered weeks all the way up to Christmas, right? And I just had to laugh after a while because I think I got like 4 emails in a row and I'm like, I totally get what they're doing here, right? Because there were other things that I wanted at that particular store. And so what my brain goes is like, wow, okay, well now I can buy this and this and this and this. And I totally saw myself like going down that drain pipe. So when you're done shopping, when you've hit your budget, when you've hit your max, do yourself a favor. Don't dare open emails with more sales, right? It's a trap and you're gonna end up buying more. So, you know, I want you to have fun this Black Friday, right? I mean, there are some really awesome deals out there. If you need a new TV, if you need a new refrigerator, microwave, I know that's terribly exciting, right? There's some really amazing clothes deals. There's lots of great, there's even a lot of great car deals out there right now. So if you need something, you know, I mean, by all means, go out and purchase this and get yourself a deal. Score yourself some points and cash back in the process. Like, give yourself a high five for winning at Black Friday, right? And reward yourself, you know, something small. Something small. So I want you to take these secrets, break the rules, give yourself a small reward this holiday season, you know, and then walk away from your computer so you can roll into the new year ready to conquer your money goals, because that's what it's all about. You know, it's not about like you got 10 pairs of new jeans. It's about like, can I get the 10 pairs of new jeans and still achieve all of my money goals? So the last thought that I want to leave you with, I heard this quote today and, this just, I don't know, for some reason, this just really resonated with me. And the quote is, "Perhaps happiness is not about accumulation as much as it is about appreciation." And I love that. So remember this holiday season, no matter where you are, no matter what amount is in your bank account, that it's not about how much we have, how much shopping we're able to do, but it really is just being appreciative for where we are in life, for the opportunities we have, and you know, for the people in our life. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review. Here's to a happy Black Friday.